This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Third hour of this Christmas Eve edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Michael.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about some surprising positive statements, surprisingly good statements, by Donald Trump on his Twitter recently. Not only attacking the Federal Reserve, but actually coming out against Middle East interventionism. Let me give you this next quote here. I have not read this yet. This is from Vox. Well, Vox.com has an article about some of Donald Trump's recent quotes. What sparked all of this was him ordering the withdrawal. Now, don't know whether they've withdrawn yet or not, the 2,000 troops out of Syria, which he says was always one of his campaign promises. And 6 months ago, he says, when I very publicly wanted to do it, I agreed to stay longer. And it sounds like he wishes he hadn't agreed to stay longer. At this point, he says that they have defeated ISIS and it's time to come home. And so in another tweet, this was December 20th, looks like, so the first one he tweeted was 6:42 in the morning. This one, 6:56 in the morning. So just a few minutes later, he tweets this. Does the USA want to be the policeman of the Middle East, getting nothing in all caps, but spending precious lives and trillions of dollars protecting others who, in almost all cases, do not appreciate what we're doing? Do we want to be there forever?
No.
Time for others to finally fight, he says.
Who is this guy? How did he get elected?
Well, I don't think he got elected on a promise to pull troops out of the Middle East, but he could have if he'd made those promises. And he did say it was a campaign promise to leave Syria. And I remember right before he ended up, I think it was actually after he got elected, so like in December of 2016, I think that he made a statement that he was going to be a peace president. Now, as I said earlier in the show, he's not really a peace president. He still bombs innocent people in the Middle East. But the fact that he's now saying things like, I mean, this is one of the most libertarian things I think I've ever heard him say. The idea of, I mean, just coming right out and saying the U.S. is the policeman of the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
And the world. But
yeah.
I don't think he said that.
Sure. Well, I mean, the most active bombings and killings are certainly going on as far as, yeah, the military's in a lot of places, but
Syria's one of the active war zones. And the only thing that's come out of that is a whole lot of disruption. You've got thousands of refugees that have poured into Europe.
Yep.
And a few into Canada. So even like three or four might have gotten into the U.S. as refugees. But the only thing that's come out of that is a whole lot of destruction and death. Yep.
And so for him to just come right out and say these things, I'm amazed. It's incredible. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He's right about that. Now, again, he's wrong about a lot of things. He's wrong about building a wall. That's a terrible idea. Although now recently he's changed it apparently to building a fence. Because he says you have to
How those are all that different.
Well, he says you have to be able to see through the wall because you need to see if somebody's going to chuck a 60-pound bag of drugs over and hit you with it. That's literally what he said about this.
I don't know that that's not fair. I don't know enough.
It's hilarious, is what it is.
That seems plausible, though.
No, they do chuck drugs over the fence. That much is true.
Yeah, they do that.
But to use that as the reason. To use that as the reason for not building a wall.
Somebody picks it up on the other side.
It's pretty funny. So there you go. Those are Donald Trump's most recent statements that I was actually pretty pretty happy to see. Now, again, is that going to lead to more troops removed? Didn't I hear last week that he's cutting the troops in Afghanistan by half?
Yeah, I did. I thought I heard something about that. But, you know, the thing I love is the Democrats' reaction to pulling out of Syria.
Oh, that's hilarious. I have all kinds of people in my... Because I like to keep, like, a variety of people for multiple reasons, but I have my more... solidly left-wing people now who are now have all these, expertise in, and it's like, okay, you're a librarian, and, but now you have like expertise in national security, and you're like, I know for a fact that there are all these national security reasons we can't leave, and this is irresponsible. How do you know that? Like, every single one of you doesn't have, like, your own personal CIA agent to run Facebook posts by. Like, how? What? No.
It's very interesting. We'll see how this develops over time, and if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Robert, listening in Vermont, listening through our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, season's greetings, people.
Hey there.
Hey, in the last few months, you know, we've seen this increase of, you know, states in New England, you know, that have passed a marijuana legalization, you know, one of them being Massachusetts, which is, you know, fantastic.
That's right. Yep, they just opened up legal marijuana sales last month.
Exactly. And I have heard that they're now going to be adding a third store. You know, because the first week those two stores opened up down there, they made at least $2 million in revenue between
That's
both stores.
They did, yeah. So,
but anyways, with that being said, the governor of the state that you guys reside in has made it clear that he has no intentions at all of legalizing cannabis. And he has made it clear that he has, or they are either in the process or they already have contracted out an advocate to do, you know, like radio ads and TV ads against the use of marijuana.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's a very strange situation being in New Hampshire right now, because New Hampshire, the so-called live free or die state, you know, all three of us here in the studio moved here from elsewhere as part of a migration, the New Hampshire freedom migration, of people who care about freedom and are, you know, want to concentrate their efforts in one area. It's tough, given that this seems like such an obvious winner of an issue politically for somebody to embrace. The governor in question that you talked about is just got reelected, even though the supermajority of people in New Hampshire want to see marijuana to be available legally.
Yeah, but that's not... The people who I know who are that's their number one issue for the most part online or real life, they're not, you know, the highest quality people. Like, it's an issue. Like, it absolutely should not be illegal. But
no,
for that to be your deal breaker, that's, I mean...
Well, I'm not saying it's a deal breaker.
It wasn't the deal breaker for enough people to not vote for it.
I'm not saying the Democrat was a great choice or anything like that. I'm just saying that... You know, there's a lot of people in New Hampshire who want to see this happen. The vast majority of them want to see this happen.
The majority of people in America want to see this happen.
And to his credit, and the bizarre part about this is, to this guy's credit, he's in his second term right now. It was his first term in 2017 when he was the one who signed the decrim bill. So the prior governor, who was in place for multiple terms, refused to even sign decrim, and she was a Democrat. So we had to wait to get a Republican governor in to actually get decrim.
New Hampshire's weird like that.
Which was the same year that we got a concealed carry without a permit. So both of those good things happened in the same year by the same governor. But then ever since the decrim signature and during the decrim signature, he was saying the whole time. So he has remained consistent, at least, in saying he supports decrim but doesn't support legalization. And I think he's pandering to the police, honestly. I think that he's got, I mean, I don't know this guy. I've never met him beyond passing by him a couple times in the state house when I've been at the state house. So I don't know, you know, this guy doesn't know me from Adam, but.
And I mean, that would not be a factor for me voting for or against someone unless they were identical to their opponent on everything else.
No, I mean, I voted for the Libertarian in that race.
Because it's almost a non-factor. It's like, I could get weed if I wanted to. And I think that's true of the overwhelming majority of human beings.
And now that it's decriminalized, it's better, right?
Like, it's a ticket.
It's just a ticket for people. It's not the end of the world. You're not going to get a misdemeanor charge like you used to. So we've had progress on the issue, but it is frustrating given how popular this is. Like, why this guy's continuing to pander to whatever, you know, base that he has that still is in the dark on this particular issue, to ignore the tremendous amount of revenue that the state could get, which I don't support that either. You know,
well, something.
There's a concerning part of this I'd like to be able to share, Ian.
Stand by, Robert. We'll bring it back. More here in moments with Robert in Vermont on, well, I mean, it is a concerning issue, but at least we've seen some baby steps in the right direction on this, and it's going to be an inevitable, I think, change in direction. Hopefully, well, what I'd actually like to see is decriminalization to the point where there's no criminal penalties whatsoever and no legal legal structure.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Christmas Eve edition of the show with you here tonight. It's Ian,
Michael,
and Melanie.
And also want to make sure that you know about our website where you can go and you can sign up for email updates. We'll send you out an email usually about once a week to inform you on what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can see our website's email sign-up box right there toward the top of the site, kind of in the middle toward the top. You'll find it there at freetalklive.com. Get on our email list. We sure would appreciate being able to communicate with you that way as well. All right, so back to the phones, to the fun. Robert in Vermont listening on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Robert. You're back on. You wanted to say a little bit more about cannabis.
Yeah. All of this legalization that's been going on in different states in the United States have kind of, made certain people kind of worried or paranoid about people using it, and, maybe they might be able to get behind the wheel of a car or whatever. And but
here's a shocker. They were doing that when it was illegal.
People have been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Have been, maybe you might smoke a joint. But, I mean, I'm not saying that I advocate for any of that kind of stuff at all.
Yeah.
Okay? However, the states now, coming out with these test strips. And,
really?
I mean, it'll tell you these strips, what's in your system, but it's not telling you, how high you are, like with alcohol. It'll tell you, if you blow into this machine, what percentage of alcohol you have in your system. But, these marijuana test strips, they're not going to tell you, what's your, where you're cognitively at after smoking a joint. I mean, does that make any sense?
No test is going to tell you that. So an alcohol test or a cocaine test or any drug test is not going to tell you where you are cognitively. You would need a CAT scan or something for that, or a psychologist.
But that said, if somebody is, point two, they're going to be a lot more drunk than if it's 0.08 or something.
Right.
Like
so
that.
For that individual, yes, but people kind of vary as to at what percentage. Not that the breath test to measure a blood content isn't really the most accurate thing in the world, but different people are going to be drunk and, at different levels of drunk at different BACs. So there's no test that does that for anything. Now, anybody who's at a 0.2, 0.3, 0.25 doesn't need to be driving.
Yeah.
But
the higher that number, the more likely that somebody's going to be stumbling in a damn fool.
Does this weed test even test for THC at all? Because that, as far as I know, would be a first.
No.
I don't think that that's the case at all. I mean, I've looked. I mean, the closest that they've come is Canada's come up where they have been able to find a way to test it through a person's stool. But, again, it's not telling you, a percentage. It's just telling you, you have marijuana in your system. Okay.
I think that what they test on is
my bigger problem is that I don't think it even tells you that. So every drug test I'm aware of, it's accurate, more or less accurate, high 90s. For every other drug that they test for, they are not accurate at all for testing for marijuana because they do not test for marijuana and they do not test for THC.
They test for
marijuana metabolites,
which is an entirely
different thing. And other things such as apple juice will also metabolize into the same metabolites. You get false positives all the time.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either.
Huh. Okay.
Which also means you have significant lag, because if you smoke to last a month, people test positive a month later.
Sometimes. If they're heavy users, they can.
Because you're testing for metabolites. You're not testing for the substance. Yeah. The substance is not in your system. If I do, well, not me, but if a doctor does a blood test and they test your blood for THC, there is no THC in your blood if you smoked weed a month ago. But if you do one of these weed tests, it'll show positive.
It might show. It depends on how heavy of a user
you are. And you're certainly not high from smoking a joint a month ago.
No, definitely not. Not even 10 hours ago.
I'll say to myself that, if I get pulled over and I get one of these test strips, I mean, I'm going right to jury trial because you can't determine whether I smoked 3 or 4 days ago. You just can't.
That's a great point. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on the TuneIn app.
Yeah, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Because you're talking about cannabis, you mentioned a few days ago. By the way, I can get a contact high driving in my car or truck behind someone ahead of me who's smoking.
Come on.
I don't believe that.
You're that sensitive to cannabis?
Yeah. Well, it's not just cannabis. I'm that sensitive to all ingested chemicals. But I just thought, since you were talking about contact highs, I thought you might find that interesting.
Well, I have doubts about there actually even being any substance a car behind for you to be exposed to in the first
place.
Seems
pretty unbelievable. But okay, what else were you calling about?
Side note also, Sarah promoted your program again on the Fat Bish Ho program here on KKOB in the afternoon.
So that's the actual name of the program, is the Fat Bish?
Oh, it's actually the Pat Frisch Show, but I don't like the guy, so I call it the Fat Bish Ho.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know that Sarah's promoting our show on local radio. So, and the competition, mind you. So, but what were you actually calling about?
Just a little bit of fun. The history of internet hookups. Michael, you were talking earlier that back in 1992, you were making hookups on the internet before the internet. And in a similar story, to defend my record, in 1986. I made my first internet hookup arrangement before the internet. It was back when, I'm interested in if somebody knows this, I suppose you call it the intranet, because it was within an intranet within a company. It happened to be the Sabre system that the airlines use.
Yeah, Sabre's been around for decades. I mean, it goes back to, like, what, the 60s? It's the airline reservation system. Did they attach email to that then? Because I know email has been around a lot longer. Email's been around since, like the email that we have today on the internet was invented, like, in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. Well, the way that, you know, I just drove the bus for the airline. I didn't do the office work. So it was kind of magical, though, you know, for a 20-year-old kid. I went in the office and there'd be, and it was just like that movie. What was it? Sleepless in Seattle or whatever, where the characters pop up live on the screen as they're typed character by character.
Yeah.
And, that's how it appeared. And,
yeah,
and
some
I don't
systems
know.
It worked that way.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. It was magical. I mean, for having, my only contact with computers was, in high school, which would have been like 1981, 82. They got some Apple IIe's or whatever they were and had a computer lab I wasn't interested in. So I knew about it. And then a few years later, out in the real world, you're looking at a CRT screen and your girlfriend is typing you a note, you know, and it's popping up character by character by character. And then they could also, you know, if you weren't there live, they could print it out for you and give it to you. But anyway, that was kind of...
That's a good story, David. It does bring back memories, and I thank you for the call tonight. It reminds me of the old BBS days.
Yeah, the BBSs. I was on BBSs for years.
Bulletin board system. This is what was basically for the average person, this was their first connection with other people on an online kind of system, but it was always limited to usually one person's computer in a local area, so you'd have to actually dial up with your telephone modem to do that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In the United States, last-minute Christmas shoppers taking advantage of holiday bargains.
I mean, we came into it realizing that everybody's probably doing some last-minute stuff to just not be stressed about it, just to expect the waits and expect the traffic and
some last-minute gift cards.
Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your
Christmas holiday, stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're joining us here for our Christmas Eve edition of the program. The toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, Melanie, you had a story that I thought sounded interesting, and it's timely. It's China's war on Christmas. A lot of Christians complain about a so-called war on Christmas here in the U.S., which is a joke. Christmas, there's no war on Christmas here, but there may actually be a real war on Christmas in China. We'll get into that story, but I know you had a quote from Rand Paul, Michael, that you wanted to follow up the quote from Donald Trump that we read earlier, which was a surprisingly good quote.
The U.S. is getting out of Syria, getting out of Afghanistan, and the Democrats have gone nuts. Howard Dean is on Twitter saying that we need to stay in Afghanistan because women are going to be oppressed, which not like they're not already.
Right.
And this tweet from Senator Rand Paul I thought was worth reading. He says, my friend Lindsey Graham is a bit mad right now. You see, he's never seen a war end before. He's going to have to console himself with the fact that we still are in about eight more. I know it'll be hard for him, but I think he'll get by. I have to tell you, I haven't seen a senator who loves war this much since the Star Wars prequels.
Wow. Zing. That's pretty good.
That is Rand Paul.
All right. Now, every now and then he says something right, too. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We continue. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Melanie, let's jump into international headlines. China on the attack against Christmas?
Yeah, so apparently it is illegal to celebrate Christmas in China. This is from The Guardian.
Yeah, Christianity's banned in China.
Not according to this.
Really?
At least that's the last I heard,
you were not allowed to be a Christian, at least publicly.
So it says Chinese citizens are allowed to practice any of the five religions officially recognized by the government, which includes Protestantism and Catholicism.
Wow.
However, religious activities outside of officially sanctioned institutions is banned. So I guess you would be allowed to like have Christmas mass or something like that. But you are not allowed to decorate your house or.
So you can go to a church as long as it's state approved.
Yes.
But this is different from what I.
But then no, even have.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, but this is a whole lot looser than I had heard.
Yeah, and it doesn't say what the penalty is, but they have banned Christmas as a quote Western festival. And you're not allowed to have decorations, gifts, Christmas parties.
So you're not allowed to celebrate in any overt fashion. You can have a belief in Jesus or whatever the other religions were, but you cannot openly sort of announce that.
Yeah, and so I want to say, and I do separate what I call Christian Christmas from American Christmas. So like,
and you're a secular Christmas?
Yes. Yeah. And so I acknowledge that, like, there are people who religiously celebrate Christmas, and they have the Advent thing, some of them, and they celebrate Christmas Day. Some people do the 7 days past that, and they're celebrating the birth of Jesus. Like, okay, that's a thing. And then you have people who also, or you have other people who only celebrate what I call American Christmas, which is where you max out your credit cards to buy toys and riot in stores. And those are
really
not
happen.
Yeah, those are not the same. It doesn't happen that much up here.
No, it doesn't happen that often in most places. I mean, most Black Friday sales don't involve people punching
each other. I'm
not talking
about Black Friday. I'm talking about the month of December.
Yeah, there's very rarely people that actually get into brawls.
We had to have people arrested all the time when I was working at Walmart.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it back.
I mean, like not only in December, but usually in December.
For fighting each other.
Each other over toys, for stealing, for damaging stuff, for just being above and beyond obnoxious and quasi-violent.
All right.
But so they seem to be banning, and this is my description, not theirs, they seem to be banning American Christmas because their concerns, at least from this article, and I'm not in China, seem to be the cultural issues, not the religious issues at all.
Okay.
And they do.
But they have banned outward expression, basically, of any kind of decoration, any kind of, I don't imagine caroling would be allowed.
Yeah, so I would imagine that would be banned, because they say down here, Chinese citizens are allowed to. Okay, I already read that. Observers say the restrictions are less about an attack on Christianity and more about how local governments are interpreting a directive from the ruling Communist Party to promote traditional Chinese culture. The Chinese Communist Party is officially atheist and over the past year has emphasized the need for party cadres to abandon religious attachments. Many other countries have already accepted China's Spring Festival, which is reported in China as a victory of cultural export. By that logic, there should be no problem with Christmas in China. That guy, a popular Chinese commentator, wrote online referring to China's New Year celebration. It's an issue of cultural confidence. As long as we are confident about our culture, we won't be afraid of your, quote, Western festivals. If it's fun, we'll accept it, he wrote. For many in China, Christmas has little to do with religion. In Beijing, shopping centers were still decorated with the Christmas decorations on Christmas Eve. As in Western countries, the holiday is also a shopping event with discounts on games, makeup, and other goods.
So wait, I thought you said it was an attack on secular Christmas. Because they're saying they're allowing the shopping centers to have decorations up.
No, it says they have them up. That's different.
Well, if they're not being taken down by armed policemen, then it's allowed.
This seems like a new proclamation to me, so I don't know how effective dates work in China, or if they haven't gotten to those stores, or the stores were getting around to taking them down.
But there's no story, at least, that you're seeing about people being arrested?
It hasn't said anyone was arrested, but it has said.
Because if it's not, there's no arrest going on, you don't have a war. You know, as far as the war on drugs is concerned in the United States, that's a war on drugs, it's a war on people. If they're not actually arresting people yet, maybe they are. Maybe
they didn't call it a war on Christmas, but...
Oh, I thought you called it that.
Kind of.
Well, yeah, I use those terms on the air because they actually banned
Christmas, at least the non-religious aspects of it, in China.
Except for the fact that shopping centers, they're reporting as still having decorations and such. So I'm not sure to the extent of what this ban includes. Maybe it's... Because it sounded to me... Can you maybe go back to what they actually are prohibiting? Because I thought there was a list toward the beginning of that article, wasn't there? That, you know, they're prohibiting certain Christmas-related things.
In this city, the Education Bureau last week issued a directive to schools not to celebrate Western festivals such as Christmas.
Okay, directive to schools. I must have missed that part.
Including putting up decorations.
The schools can't put up decorations. So maybe that's what I missed when you first went through it, was that this may only be applying to schools and government buildings.
It would at least four Chinese cities and one county have issued a ban on Christmas decorations, according to the Associated Press.
Okay. So it's a patchwork.
Schools and local governments.
Yeah. I would say it's at best a patchwork of regulations. Maybe there are some areas that have prohibited all decorations, but it doesn't sound like it's coming down from the federal, the Chinese federal government in this particular case, which all of this is a surprise to you and I, Michael, given that we thought Christianity was completely banned.
Yeah, I thought Christianity was just totally banned in China. I did not know about
it. Well, it seems that all religions are banned outside of the official... Either church or whatever.
There is no official church. It's
not the official church, but the
state-approved
church of the state. You can be religious inside of a church or whatever other mosque or synagogue or whatever it is.
Right. But you can also put up decorations, apparently, in some places because the stores are doing it. Interesting. If you actually have been in China, maybe you've got more of an insight into the issue. You're welcome to join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But if it was that you couldn't be a Christian...
He says there's decorations in every mall there.
If it was that you couldn't be a Christian, but now you can... Sound like they're moving in the right direction. Let people have the freedom of choice when it comes to their religious beliefs. Even if it's only you can choose from five of them, that's still better than, you know, zero.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Any anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. We got enough time for you right now if you get on the lines here with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Melanie.
Thanks to Libertarian Banker for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. In fact, he's a gold amplifier, which means that he's given $10 a month to Free Talk Live for the purposes of helping advertise, market, and promote this show. That's what AMP stands for. AMPamp.freetalklive.com is where you can get signed up. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin, BTC. And normally we just ask $5 a month, but he's doing 10 because he feels like it, and that's awesome. And thank you for that, Libertarian Banker. And thank you to everybody else who is and was and has been a Free Talk Live amplifier. We'd love to have you back if you're a former amplifier. If you've never amped the show before, then please, if you like what we're doing here and you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. If you want to do that, then please help us out. It's $5 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's the AMP-only Facebook group. You get a special badge on our forum. You get also access to the subscribers area of our Discord chat server. You'll get more of the details, and you'll find out what we're spending the money on and that kind of thing over at amp.freetalklive.com, and then get signed up. We really appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, Matthew's in Louisiana, listening on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, good evening and a Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Go ahead.
And, okay, first, a good source for information about the straight 411 from China is a YouTube channel called China Uncensored. Go check it out.
All right.
The situation in Syria, I feel bad for the Kurds. But the situation there was always going to be untenable. They're landlocked. We can't resupply them by ship. And there's no earthly way we could keep that situation going if, you know, things ever really got ugly, because, you know, you transport aircraft can only carry just so much stuff. It was never a really good situation, and I know that the Kurds have dreamed about putting Netanya back together, but it's not going to happen because we can't help them. The best they can do is make the best deal they can with the Russians and Assad.
Well, I mean, it's none of the U.S.'s business anyway. I mean, the United States shouldn't be involved in any international conflicts whatsoever.
Well, I understand why we would want their help in defeating ISIS, because that was like a mutual enemy. But then once
well,
ISIS
I don't want their help in doing anything because I didn't create ISIS. I'm not
How
involved
is
ISIS with
ISIS. ISIS a mutual enemy? ISIS
well,
is way
ISIS
over
hates
there.
All of us.
Okay, they can hate us and they can hate us from over there, and unless they have missiles that can reach us,
ISIS only
they can
exists
hate us
because
they
of the United States intervention in the Middle East.
Oh, I totally and wholeheartedly agree with you, but whether they exist because of our intervention over there or not, I still kind of view them as a problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's bad people in the world in a lot of places. They're all a bunch of problems, but their problems don't have to be our problems. And the only reason they are is because of the U.S. federal government. Huh?
Yeah, like our intelligence agencies, which are just so good at spotting threats to the United States and sending our troops off into battles and places where it's untenable, like Afghanistan.
Yeah, so again, these terrorists, whether they be ISIS or the other variants, would not really be near as powerful or even exist if it weren't for the U.S. government's constant interventionism, constant placing dictators and replacing dictators and funding killers and, you know, basically creating the circumstances that give rise to these people. And once
well,
they create them,
I
don't think there's any obligation to continue to fight over there. And Donald Trump seems to understand this with his most recent tweet, or one of his more recent tweets from earlier this week, saying that, hey, you know, what are we doing there? Why
yeah,
is the United States even there?
I'd like to know the same thing. It really just, as much as I would love for these places to, hey, come on and join the 21st century, if they want to live in a medieval world, you know, what can we do?
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. Wow. I appreciate hearing from you. Merry Christmas. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Nicaragua, the director of a TV station critical of President Daniel Ortega, has been accused Saturday of inciting terrorism after authorities raided and shut down the station's offices in their latest salvo against independent media and non-governmental organizations. Miguel Mora's wife, Veronica Chavez, who's also a journalist, accused police at a news conference of carrying out a kidnapping of her husband, quote, on orders of the dictatorship of Daniel Ortega and First Lady and Vice President Rosario Murillo. Mora appeared in court in the morning wearing a blue prisoner's uniform and was formally accused of, quote, provocation, proposition, and conspiracy to commit terrorist acts. This is for running a television station.
What?
The document alleges that Mora, through the 100% Noticias channel, which is, I guess, the name of the TV channel, incited hate, they say, with messages and false news that purportedly provoked people to violent acts and protests this year that have demanded Ortega's exit from office. So because some people are protesting, they're trying to claim that this television station had some kind of hand in encouraging that.
So they're saying the station encouraged the protests rather than just covering them?
Indeed. Mora was arrested in a police raid Friday night in which agents also took control equipment from the station. The channel went off the air, and the National Broadcast Regulator issued a statement banning cable operators from carrying its signal. Chavez says they had, this is again his wife, they had everything planned. They waited until Miguel ended his IV Poder, which maybe that means fourth Poder, program, and began to surround the station. Then they entered in force as if they were after a dangerous criminal, pointed guns at us, and took him away. Chavez says she and four others were also arrested, and she was the only one to be freed 3 hours later. The station had previously been forced off the air for more than 10 days in April before being allowed to resume broadcasting. At least 325 people have been killed in the protests, and the Nicaragua Center for Human Rights says about 565 have been jailed. Thousands more have fled the country in self-imposed exile. Gee, you wonder why people are walking through Mexico to try to leave Central America?
I wonder why.
You can't even run a television station in some of these places. This guy, Ortega, the president, age 73, alleges the protests were part of a coup planned to topple him. Opponents accuse him of increasing authoritarianism, of ordering the deadly protest crackdown by police and armed pro-Ortega civilian groups, and of harshly persecuting government opponents. While the demonstrations dissipated following the tough crackdown, recent days have been tense for the Central American nation as the government targeted opposition voices despite criticism from abroad. On December 14th, because it's not just the raid on the TV station, get this, police seized the offices of four non-governmental organizations, including the Center for Human Rights.
Now, how do you justify that?
Who knows what kind of claims they're making here? You know, it's all BS anyway. Mm-hmm. Then on Wednesday, the government expelled two groups of experts sponsored by the Organization of American States who are investigating and monitoring alleged human rights abuses by security forces during the protests. So let's arrest the people from the Center for Human Rights. Let's expel the outside experts who are trying to monitor the state of human rights within the state. Let's arrest the guy running the television, the independent news station. On Friday.
Yeah, this is all totalitarian dictator stuff.
Yeah, so this is just absolutely horrifying. Apparently Trump has signed into law a bill cutting off resources to Ortega's government and putting sanctions against countries that assist Nicaragua. Condemnation of the move against the channel came from abroad on Saturday, including freedom of expression officials at the United Nations and the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists urged Nicaraguan authorities to release the arrest journalists and, quote, end their repressive campaign against the independent media. Well, I imagine they're not going to do what people on the outside want them to do, and they're not going to do what the people on the inside want them to do. They're in power, they're in control, and they're not afraid to do whatever it takes to stay there. And
they're going to have a lot more pressure put on them, and credible pressure, something that they would actually want to actually pay attention to.
Right. But when people in the United States look at a group of people coming from places like Nicaragua, again, it's just south of Honduras. So
yeah, you've got people walking 1,000 miles through Mexico to get somewhere better because this stuff is going on in their own country.
Right. They don't understand
that.
They
can't fight back. I mean,
the people in the United States don't have any concept of what it's like to have a armed squad going in and raiding their local television station. We have at least some semblance of freedom of speech here, the ability to criticize. I mean, Trump would love to do some of this stuff.
I'm sure he would.
He's made statements about trying to go after the mainstream media, but ultimately, all he can really do is talk at this point in the United States. We're out of time for tonight. It's been the live Christmas Eve edition. We'll be back for a live Christmas Day edition. I think, Michael, you're joining me.
I'll be here tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com. Merry Christmas.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.